Okay, gentlemen, tonight is interesting. Tonight is very interesting. Not only because of Rabbi Feingold's words of wisdom, pearls of wisdom, which will be coming later. Not only because of that, but also because I want to speak about two of the very relevant shailas. The first one shall be the question. I'm going to start with that. After this, we're going to go to the computer. The computer, I want to say, I saw a very interesting shalom, which was not known to me. But with regards to the first shalom, I want to speak about children. Did we speak about it? Can you allow children? I don't know what when your house, what your kids like to do. There's a certain age group, I would say, what's the age group? They love coloring and they really enjoy it, whether boys or girls. They really can spend hours coloring in and all that. The question is, if they do that nearly daily or near daily or every day, and on Chol HaMoed, can you give them the coloring papers and the markers and the felts and everything? Would you be allowed to give the kids markers, crayons, colors to mark on Chol HaMoed? Yes or no? So the argument against it is obvious. Because Koisev, we have discussed now the whole week, Koisev is also on Chol HaMoed. Also Lichto v'Chol HaMoed. And so the argument against it is simple. Is there a reason to allow it? Yes. Yeah, but generally in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, so, yeah, right. But there is very, very, very little room to distinguish between Koisev and Tzoveh. Hilchos Shabbos, they're both Esurei D'oraisa. Yeah. Yeah, right, correct. In Shulchan Aruch, we want to distinguish because it's you're right. We should emphasize that it's all included. We're not distinguishing between both melachas. Decorating the cakes and all that will be part of the same shalom. So I want to just the cake is fine. Why is the cake fine? Because even when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, to the discussion of the cake is a chumrah. We are machmir in many of the. But in terms of a cake, since it's Oichel Nefesh related, it automatically becomes much more lenient, both on Yom Tov and Kal V'Chomer, Bar Benoshel Kal V'Chomer, when it comes to Chol HaMoed. Therefore, there is it's hard to be machmir with regards to Kosev on cakes on Chol HaMoed. Hard to be machmir. But I think to allow kids to do their pictures and their colorings, what is Mishpachas Palin? Is lenient or machmir? How do you? You allow, you don't. What do people do? You allow your kids to do. You're saying that there's room to be lenient because they're not chayv b'mitzvahs yet, and therefore, yeah. Well, the question would be adult. So let's start with an adult. What would you say with regards to an adult? Is an adult allowed to do some coloring pages? I was surprised to see Taka the other day. Where did I see that? Adult coloring pages. I saw that in a shop. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I went to buy some. Yeah, so adult coloring. I was surprised, but it was more complex and more sophisticated. But yeah. So adults who want to do some coloring, some drawing, some painting, would there be room for it to be? So I think there the answer is quite straightforward, that it's going to be awesome. I don't see any reason. I don't see any reason to be mad here. I don't see any way. What should be the answer? So you're saying that because of it's therapeutic and people enjoy it. So in answer to Melech, so let's rephrase it. What will be the halacha of Melech? It's umnas, right? I think it's Melech's umn. It's Ma'aseh umn or Ma'aseh hadid. Are we agreeing on that? I think it's a bit more, we're talking about advanced, more advanced style. So I suppose it would be categorized as a Ma'aseh umn. And I'd argue that is it letzorich moed? Not really. So I think it would be. Yeah. So the driving, which is a very good shaila, the driving is permitted if it's letzorich moed. And I suppose it's not considered by a woman. I've seen plenty of people on the streets that don't drive. You know, they can't drive and still driving and still got the license. So it's including myself, I suppose. So I suppose it's not considered by a woman. Yeah, you're right. Driving remains a bit of a. Why it's so universally accepted without question to drive on Chol HaMoed, it remains a bit of a mystery why it's so widely accepted, not even questioned, you know. But okay, with regards to Rabbi Yashiv is Machmir. Rabbi Yashiv is machmir. He said kids should not be allowed to do any drawings and pictures. It's probably lemaisa. Many poskim amatir. I saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman amongst others is mekel, and the reason for that is the concept of tzarech hamoed. I can really, really understand that. A kid who likes to draw and he likes to, you know, it's part of his enjoyment. So, you know, like it's a tzarech hamoed of a young child, like, you know, a 6-year-old, 8-year-old child that really gives him that enjoyment. He really, by removing that from him, you're really, I can't say ruining his Yom Tov, but you're really like making the Yom Tov experience into something very restrictive and perhaps even negative. And therefore, I totally appreciate and understand Reb Shlomo Zalman's approach to allow kids on, without any reservation, to do their coloring. And the question is, what age should one start weaning them off? Good question. Perhaps you could argue tzarech hamoed for the parents too, to keep the kids busy for a while. Yeah, you could argue that. The question is, what age should you wean them off? And I think that depends on the maturity of the child. I would guess, what age group would you say that? Kids can cope with not drawing and colouring anymore, and it's not so tzarech hamoed and necessary anymore. What age would you say?
7, 8.
I would even say 9, but yeah, perhaps, yeah. Okay, that's with regards to doing it. But again, Abu Sa'id, Reb Shlomo Zalman is Matan Avil Ashiv Machmir. I would like to point out on the side of here, HaO 25, he only brings Avil Ashiv. If you look on page over here, 25, he only brings Reb Shlomo Zalman, who is Machmir, and the Dirshu edition of here, for some reason, doesn't bring the lenient opinions. Something which I want to point out. Okay, so now with regards to, I want to speak about it, about the computer question and the digital and emailing and texting and all that, which all boils down to Siv Zayin. Let us see Siv Zayin, then we'll be able to address this Shaila. Siv Zayin, second last line on page 34. Everything which is permitted to write. So I'm Tov Kuf Mem Hey Siv Zayin. Kol Hadvorim, all the matters, Shemut Alichtoiv, which you're allowed to write, Afilu Belo Shinui, Mutah, it's permitted even without a Shinui. For Kol Masha Oslo Lichtoiv, whatever is forbidden to write, is also going to be forbidden. So, do not say that if something is also, well, so I can, you know, I can do it with my left hand. No, if something is also, it's going to be also even with your left hand. Having said that, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Gimel points out, this is really important, Avalim Yeshinu, I'm 2 lines from the second last line of the page. Avalim Yeshinu Biksav Atzmoy, if there is a change in the actual letters, Kegoin, such as Sheoisya Oisyas Chatuchois, you make the letters with missing elements. Veshvurois Beimtza Ison, they are broken letters. Yud Oisya Oison Kein Eagle Cotton, in the Yud you make like a half circle, a semicircle, Seh Mutter, that's Mutter. Haboisai. We said, Shulchan Aruch says, Shinui doesn't help. The Mishnah Berurah says, that could be true, but if the letters are missing, that's going to be permitted on any circumstances. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, shopping lists. We've spoken about shopping lists. Because your wife has long given up on trusting you, you know, just to remember, I'll get it. No, it's not going to happen. So you're going to have to write a shopping list. Now, we said now that the shopping list is l'chayra, something which is really in principle, something which is also to write. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're not allowed to write, Shinui also doesn't help. So what are we going to do? We're going to have to rely on the Mishnah Berurah. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? That yes, Shinui doesn't help, but if you do missing letters, if there's parts of the letter missing, that's going to be okay. Therefore, how are we going to end up writing our letters? Miss out parts of the letters.
Damien abbreviate.
Yeah, that's good.
Abbreviate.
Yeah, you can do that. Very good. Look.
So, could I write Tom for tomato, even though that's commonly referred to as Tom?
No, if it's commonly referred to, you haven't gained anything.
You could write Teps for Tepper.
Yeah. So, you could. So, but Abu Isai, what's important, he said that every letter should have its own, should be a bit broken. Or not really. It should just be, you know, legible for you. So, for instance, it should be coded, cryptic in a way. You know, so if you write with you, if your eye sometimes write with if you write something in a really obscure, very bizarre way, not just left hand, because left hand we can sometimes get away with quite legible writing. But if you do it in a really, like, you hold the pen in a very weird manner, and only you can kind of work out what it means, then that would be okay, because that's what Mishnah says. And that's fine. But now, more importantly, with regards to the digital, is the following words in the Ramah. Veluchois, uveluchois shel shava. Now, I'm really sorry, I don't know how to translate that. But it's going to be really crucial, because luchois shel shava literally means boards of shava of wax. I don't know what that is. Mutalichta, you're not to write. Why? Lefisha enu ksava miskaim. It's not ksava miskaim. What does ksava miskaim mean? Permanent. So here it is. Shava wax letters on a board. Luchois boards, shel shava made out of wax, on boards, yeah? Mutalichta vila to write, lefisha enim ksam iskaim. So it is not the way I was picturing myself. I was imagining that it's a kind of thing, you know, I think candles and wax and everything, and then you think of something. But all the wax that I know, once it's dry, it's what? It's pretty permanent, right? It's pretty permanent. So it's I don't know what it means, but perhaps I don't know what it is, but what I do know is that this luach shel shav, these wax letters, are einam iskayim. What I'm seeing in this, not what I'm seeing, what the poets can see in the Shulchan Aruch, in this Ramah, is that these wax letters are permitted because it's einam iskayim. I don't know how long miskayim is. I'm assuming that einam iskayim goes with the rules and regulations which you find elsewhere in Shabbos. I'm assuming, which the poets can. Safe to assume that any miskayim, the definition of permanent and temporary, goes a control. So therefore, if it is in line with what we see in Shulchan Aruch in El Shabbos, so any miskayim is good, that it's very temporary, it's going to be permitted. If it's permanent, it's going to be awesome. Whiteboard, Zaman speaks about whiteboards, and he said that's going to be okay. It doesn't matter. And here comes the crucial and essential shaila of computer, text messages, all those digital instruments which we use, all boil down to this remote, to this shaila. Why? Why does it? What's the comparison to the wax?
Virtual,
and therefore what? It's not permanent. It's temporary. It's temporary. So, if you're typing on a computer screen, if you are if you're writing on a computer screen, and you are doing something which is on any digital format, it's going to be temporary, and therefore it's going to be considered according to the Ramah. This is what many poskim, the Rabbonon. Rabbonon, yes it is. If you type something, it's awesome. But it's only Rabbonon because the enemy's kind. Now, I can't finish at this point, because it is true, and if you ask an average kind of love, an average kind of, they will say that it's permitted because it's enemy's kind. There is, however, Epshem Zalman says something, and I think that it is something very, very, yeah. No, how long is it going to be on your screen? What are you saying? She's saying, oh, you could be saying two things. They're both correct. Well, I just want to know what you're saying. That what?
Because you have to. It's kaim until you delete it. So the default
position. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, very good. So there's two svaros of it which have to be addressed. One svaro is as far that really in principle it is miskayim. What happens if you build a house but you plan to destroy it the next day? Would you say you're boina deraisa or boina derabonon? Is it called boina? You're building on Shabbos a house which you're planning to bomb tomorrow. You know, Capitol Hill. I don't know. I'm saying, you know, you're building something which you're planning to destroy tomorrow. Is that called miskayim or enem miskayim? Is that temporary or permanent? The answer is, according to Roif Poskim, it is considered permanent, because just because your intention is, that doesn't make a difference. In print, physically, the structure, the fabric of the building is what is permanent. just your intention, he's not going to make it enemy's kaim. If that's true, and it is, then the Gideon Tana is a very strong Tana as well. So if so, if the text message really is permanent. You may delete it or you may not, but as far as the, it's not structural, what's the word? In terms of the, in terms of the material.
It's essence.
Pardon?
It's essence.
In terms it's of essence. The digital essence, it's actually permanent. You may want to delete it or you may not want to delete it, but it's not something, so therefore you could argue that it's permanent, and therefore it would be also very good svar. That's a very good svar. I'm going to add another svar, which is what the Pshlim Zalman says. The Pshlim says, 1 second here. What happens if you save it? What happens if you save it? You save it. So he's actually talking about, Pshlim Zalman was talking about the 1980s, where you'd have to, on the computer, and he was referring to saving. He says, saving is also, yes, using a computer typing is okay, but saving is also because of boina. Saving is also because of boina. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Using a computer typing is okay, but saving is also... I can really hear that. I can hear it. But if it's a question of boina, so, I don't know, because the problem is that nowadays we've got auto-saving. Whatever you do, it's being saved automatically. So if we go according to Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't bring that, but I would argue that according to Shlomo Zalman, if saving is a problem because of boina, so we are stuck with any digital appliance nowadays because there's auto savings which take place every
depends on the setting
but
every half an hour
every few minutes it's saved absolutely. So if we I'm scared to say that and I'm uncomfortable saying it, but I would argue contrary to the common, every text on Chol HaMoed and everybody's on the computer Chol HaMoed, I'm just saying that according to Pshlim Zalman, I can hear a very strong svara to question this this comment. Gideon, what do you say?
I was just thinking on photos as well on your phone,
about
you saying about today and everything.
Yeah. So pictures, many argue. Many disagree, but the reason why the minhag olam is to be making the pictures is because tov aveid. You know, if you get together with your siblings and you know and you want to take a couple of pictures, you know, you see each other once every half year, and you want to take a few pictures. Yes, you know that's tov aveid because by next Chol HaMoed, you know, so.
Rabbi.
Stamp pictures, according to this, is also yes, and I really believe it. Yes.
What about printing an email?
Unless it's Soy Chamoit, I can't see a reason why it should be fine. What do you say? Printing an email?
It's
Erev
Shabbos, and you want to print out your shul's.
It's Soy Chamoit. That would be Soy Chamoit. You write the shul's times, it's Soy Chamoit, that would be fine. But if it's something random, then lechoyer it's going to be awesome. But shul's times is mutter.
Yes, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that writing with the left hand is a valid shinui.
No, it is not a valid shinui. Your left hand alone is not good enough. Unless you're really writing in a way that these letters are missing parts of it. It's a really, I want to say, koisev, I don't know, you see, it's hard. Nowadays we live in a world this texting and emailing and everything on Chol HaMoed, if a person wants to upgrade his Hidurim and his Chumras, it's not even a Chumra, if somebody wants to upgrade his Chol HaMoed, I think that's a very straightforward study. It's hard to find the leniencies that are so... in other words, if somebody wants to upgrade his Chol HaMoed, I think a first step to make is... It's like... It could be. Yeah. Yeah, and then it comes up.
Yeah.
And therefore you're saying that you're not fully writing the whole thing.
I'm just saying that, you're going to say, you put the first few letters, it's not writing. I was going to say, written.
Yeah.
You're saying it's fine, because you only written...
But once you're going to start writing the... Hey, I'm saying it is a problem, especially when it comes to the saving, you know, the auto saving, and I think it's going to be it's really not so posh. However, there's a caller which I quickly want to. We're going to do that to answer the chip. Now over to our guest speaker. Yeah. Shis, our esteemed Magachir. Don't often get to say publicly thank you to our Magachir, Vatshkarach, for everything it does. Lechvoidoi, I was thinking Parshas Bo is so full of such a vast Parsha with so many inyanim. I try and say something which is in the style in the Mahalach that the Magachir sometimes comes up with before the Shir. It's a Dvar Musa and a story to go along with it. And sometimes the best Dvar Musas are from the Chassidish Svarim. Sometimes the best Chassidish Vetlach are from Vilna Gaon, from the literature sources. So there's a pasuk this week that says, Vayomru Elov Abde Paro, Ad Mosai Yezelon Unamokesh. The servants, which was not servants, they were the nobles and they were the advisors of Paro, they approached him and they said, how long will Moshe Rabbeinu be such a moikish, a stumbling block? There's so much grief happening to Mitzrayim at the moment. Shlaches anoshim, send the people already and let them do what they need to do. So that's they came with their tana. But we know that it didn't help anything. It didn't help much. And Vayigoshu, and then Paro didn't listen to them and he did what he wanted to do. So what's the purpose of these psukim? Yes, chronologically, that's what happened. Comes along the Sifti Tzaddik, and he makes this important observation, practical observation. And he says, by them coming and making this dover, making this dibbo, wanting to do something, wanting to send the Yidin out, that is something that is significant, that is something that is important, that is something that's noted. It's such an important a part, a lesson to be taught, that you try to do something, it didn't end up happening. He says, Lois Diamil, so nothing happened because of it. But you came up with the emotions, and you came up and you brought yourself an effort to say it to the king. So that remains the Netzach and Tzachin with Doridoris. There's a mice of the Triska Market. Someone came to Triska Market and he was masquerading like an Odom Gadol. And the people from his house, they took him in, they gave him Kovid Melachim, they gave him the best. They gave him the best respect, and a while later they realized this person was a fraud. And the Rebbetzin and many people from the household were so distraught. They wasted so much time over this person. And the Triska Market said that you're looking at it the wrong way. Let's have a look in the Torah who the quintessential person, who the supreme character of Chesed is. Look in the Torah. We learn Chesed from Avraham. Avraham is called Chesed. What was the story that we see in the Torah? He brings in the three malachim. What do you do with the three malachim? He gives them maim, he gives them chem of a chal, he gives them every the nicest meal you could possibly imagine. But it was a waste. What could the malachim gain from this? Nothing. And yet, that was, what did Avraham do? He did it with a rotzen, with a chukka, with a hava, with the slavas. He put his whole entire effort and being into it. That is recorded, l'doridoris, and that he becomes the quintessential exemplary, the poster boy for chesed. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer all about chesed. He calls it Ahavas Chesed. He doesn't call it chesed. Asiyas Chesed. Ahavas Chesed. It's about the rotten. It's about the effort and the lev there. Chmona Liberboy, the lev that you put into it. I want to say a story. Maybe people have heard the story, but it came out just over a week ago. It's a Yol Gold story, as the Rav heard it. There's a book called Shloimi. Yeah, the Rav's heard it. There's a book called Shloimi. It's about a person in Borough Park called Shloimi Gross. He died, unfortunately, when he was 50 years old. But it was a person who was a massive Baal Chesed, and he was always up at all hours of the day, and he was doing Chesed. The story is told about a person called Mark Firestone. Could be that's not his real name. Yol Gold says that that's what his name is. A philanthropist who lives in Chicago. He's a wealthy, well-to-do person, but he goes to bed early, has a full day, and he likes to go to bed 10:30 and always reads a book. And one day he takes the book Shloimi, and he was enthralled by the book. It was a very intriguing book. And the reader, author, his name is Shimon Finkelman, he charges the reader sometime in the book. He says, next time you're in a situation where you can do chesed, ask yourself, what would Shloimi have done? He was so enthralled by the book. And 10:30 gets a phone call. So at 10:30 at night, everybody who knows him knows, don't call Mark Firestone at 10:30 at night. The book's still very nisraganish in his mind. He answers the call. And a person on the line says, hello, my name is Pinchas Lerner, and I heard so much about you. I'd like to come to you and ask you for the donation. Please, can I come round? Anyone who knows Mark Firestone knows there's two laws about him, and that is never call him after 10:30 at night, and he never takes anyone in his house for tzedakah raising. Right? He had too many problems. People come. It's not the family don't like it. Those are two big things that he has, the criteria in order to speak to Mark. Says Yalgal as follows. This book is still in a struggle in his mind, and he says, okay, I never do this, but if you can come, if you can make it as soon as possible, I'll see you. Pinchas Lerner runs, he gets an audience with him, and he says he's collecting for the Bells of Moses in Eretz Yisrael. He puts down his pitch, and he tells the Bells of Moses in Eretz Yisrael. Mark takes out his pen, and he's about to write a nice chum. And so Pinchas Lerner says to him, how much are you going to write? So he said, $26,000. $26,000, he was waiting to see his jaw drop to the floor. Pinchas Lerner says, actually, we heard so much good about you, we were going to ask you for double, we were going to ask you for 52. So straight away he went into defense mode, and he was about to say, you come at 10:30, and he was going to go into defense mode. And the book was in his swirling around his head. What would Shlomi have done in that situation? So he said, I can't answer you now. Give me three contacts of yours, people who have given you big money before. I'd like to call them. I'll get back to you tomorrow. You still in Chicago? So he said, yes, I'd like to get back to you tomorrow. Next day he calls Pinchas Lerner, and I don't know whether he spoke to these contacts. He says, please come over to my house. And Pinchas Lerner goes to the house, and he says, I have a check ready for you for $52,000. And then it was a very short meeting. He walks into the door. And he says, by the way, the $26,000 was from me, and the other $26,000 I was inspired from a book called Shlomi. Pinchas Lerner was still in awe that he got this $52,000. And he was like, thank you. He walks out. Next day, he calls Mark Firestone. Mark Firestone answers the phone call and said, I've already given. So he said, no, did you say something about Shlomi? So he said, yeah, I said something about Shlomi. Shlomi Gross? I said, Shlomi Gross. Shlomi Gross is a good friend of mine. I can't believe it. Shlomi Gross is a really good friend of mine. When he was Nifta, I accompanied the Oren to America. And not only that, I've got to tell you something about Shlomi. A few weeks before he was Nifta, I also went over to him and I also asked him for a donation for bells. And he promised me $26,000. And he said to me, I don't have the money now, but you know me. You know I'm an honest guy. I'll pull it from here. I'm waiting for some money from here. I'm waiting for some money from here. And he said, it's unbelievable. That what? It was Shlomi's machshava. That's what Shlomi wants. And he put all his rotz and he put all his effort, put all his tshuva. What did Hashem do? Hashem said, machshava kamasa. Exactly what the Sifte Tzadik is saying over machshava kamasa. And that is, maybe we could also say that we learned here in Hilchos Tofeshayin and in Chanukah, we learned about Kovsa, Zakakla. You did all the effort you need to do for Chanukah. Yeah? What did you do? You lit it and then it blew out. Hashem says, don't worry about it. You've done the mitzvah. You put all your effort into it. What is Chanukah? I said, what is Chanukah? What is Chanukah? Yidden got together and said, we need to find the best oil. They didn't need to find the best oil. All the thousands of bottles of oil that they had were tumah. You're allowed to use. They were allowed to use it. Mitzad halacha, no problem to use. What did they do? No, we want to find the best. And they put their effort and their ava, and they found one. What did Hashem do? What did Hashem say? Hashem said, that's what Chanukah is. So I was Mechadosh, maybe it's it. I was Mechadosh. We look at Tafresh Ayin, it says, Bechofei Bekislev, Shmoy Nasi Mei Chanukah. It says Shmoy Nasi Chanukah. In brackets it says, Maschilin Shmoy Nasi Mei Chanukah. Right? But no, what's the limit of Chanukah is, where did Chanukah come from? From all the ava we put into the first day. So the Chaf Hei made the Shmoy Nasi Mei Chanukah. I'm sure from Simchas Vanachas we call it Tav Seiru.
What a beautiful story. Wow.
Man, it's good. It's good.